It's 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. The Justice Department will not push ahead with a case against former Vice President Pence for his handling of classified documents after leaving office. CBS's Allie Bauman.
Multiple sources say he will not face any charges in connection to the probe. Multiple classified materials were found at Pence's home in Indiana earlier this year. The closure of the investigation comes just days ahead of the former vice president officially announcing his candidacy in the 2024 presidential election.
Well, President Biden says the May jobs report is proof of a strong economy. The government says 339,000 jobs were created. Jobless rate rose to 3.7%. We'll hear from the president later today in a speech after Congress passed the budget bill to raise the debt ceiling. CBS's Natalie Brand.
President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy brokered the deal, which cleared the Senate quickly despite a last-minute push to tack on various amendments.
The Biden-McCarthy deal is not conservative in any way, shape, or form.
This isn't the piece of legislation I would write, but at the same time, we can't risk defaulting on the full faith and credit of the United States.
Senators did secure a commitment from leaders to consider emergency spending down the road and additional military aid to support the war in Ukraine.
As we hear from CBS's Cammie McCormick, the Pentagon chief is making news overseas.
In Singapore, Defense Secretary Austin spoke briefly with his Chinese counterpart. The Pentagon had requested a meeting between the two, but the Chinese turned it down. In fact, multiple offers to talk have been rejected by the Chinese. A Defense Department official says this handshake at dinner was no substitute for having a meaningful exchange, and the next time they see each other, it should be for a serious dialogue. China backs Russia in its war on Ukraine.
The search for any survivors has now ended in Davenport, Iowa, where part of an apartment building collapsed. Three people remain unaccounted for. Rick Halloran led the search task force.
That search was completed before sundown last night. That has allowed us to move to the next phase of our mission, securing the building for control and recovery.
The judge overseeing the Disney suit against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has recused himself because a relative owns Disney stock. A Grammy-winning lyricist has died.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips.
Cynthia Weil wrote that hit, You've Lost That Lovin' Feelin', heard in the movie Top Gun, and it was a chart-topper for the Righteous Brothers. She wrote with her husband, Barry Mann. She was 82 years old. Wall Street, the Dow is up more than 600 points. This is CBS News.
Hiring is a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Mom, what are we doing with these shoes now that the garage sale is done?
Well, honey, we're going to donate them to the Southwood County Humane Society.
But Mom, pets don't wear shoes.
You're right, they don't. But we have people in need that do need shoes. And by gathering these shoes, we'll get a donation for the Southwood County Humane Society to help our pet friends.
You can drop off your shoes at Winrose Greenhouse, Bow Wow Meow, Current Technologies in Port Edwards, Piggly Wiggly in Nakusa, and of course, right here at our radio station downtown Wisconsin Rapids.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, June 5th. In Wood County, the Property and Information Technology Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Room 114. The Wisconsin Rapids Planning Commission will meet at 4 p.m. in the Council Chambers at City Hall. The Wisconsin Rapids School Board will hold their BSC Building Trades Home Tour from 4:30 to 5:45. The board committee meetings will begin at 6. In Portage County, the Health and Human Services Board will meet at 4:30 in the Portage County Annex in Conference Rooms 1 and 2. The Stevens Point City Plan Commission will meet at 6 in the Community Room on Michigan Avenue. In Adams County, the Property and Recreation Committee will meet at 2 at the Adams County Courthouse, and the Criminal Justice Coordinating Council will meet at 3:30. The Adams City Council will meet at 6. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, otherwise a mix of clouds and sun. Daytime highs approaching 90, winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, lows around 61, partly cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 92, tomorrow mainly sunny skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 85.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
No sour, happy, fun time, haha, power hour. Welcome to the No Sour, fun time, haha, power hour.
Oh, she did it.
I got it.
I think she's got it. By George, she's got it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to the very last No Sour, Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour. Because on Monday, we go to 10 to 12 instead of 11 to 2. So we're condensing everything. And not that the show won't have a little no sour, haha, fun time power hour sprinkled throughout it.
Absolutely.
But there won't be a designated hour anymore. So this is it. After all that work, I memorize what they actually, what it was actually called.
It only took several months.
It only took a little while, but we got it eventually. And now it's going away. But coming up this hour, at 1:30, we are going to be talking to Will Radcliffe, who is who is a famous rose gardener. What is it? A chief tinkerer is what's on the website.
Well, he helped develop the knockout rose. So he came up with a seedling that he helped develop. And I mean, he's world famous and continues developing rose strains and all that stuff. So if you're a gardener and you like roses, this is the guy that you want to hear.
And he's based in Franklin?
Yeah. His company's called Rose Innovations.
All right.
It's very cool.
So that's coming up at 1:30. And then for now, though, we are going to return to our weekly segment of Am I the Sphincter? Which is our take on... It's basically the only thing that we changed is the names so that we can say it on air. But basically, this is a subreddit on Reddit where we pick out some of the saucier, spicier contributions over the week where people submit their real life scenario and ask for input on whether or not they were the jerk in the situation. And then people weigh in. And we ask you to weigh in, and we certainly weigh in, on if we think this person is the sphincter, also known as an a-hole.
Yeah.
All right. So this is the first one. Da-da-da. Let me get it up. Am I the sphincter for calling my friend disgusting during a time I was supposed to be supporting him?
Okay.
My friend James, who's 24, is struggling with his girlfriend. They've been together for almost 3 years, but he has gotten increasingly unhappy. He asked me to get coffee yesterday so he can do some venting. It's okay, I vent to him too. It's a cool perk of our friendship. We were drinking our coffee and I was letting him talk, and he brought up her weight pretty quickly. I admit she has gained significant weight since they began dating. I believe James said she's gone up 3 or so pant sizes. James was saying how he does love her, he finds her plenty attractive still, and enjoys bedroom time very much. But then he stated, then he started saying the problem is how it makes him look. He said he doesn't want to be the guy with the heavy girlfriend, and he hates when he goes out with his groups of friends and that his girlfriend is the biggest girl there all the time. He says he's not really sure there's a good way for him to bring this up to her. I got mad at what he was saying. His girlfriend is one of the sweetest humans I've ever met. I know she deals with some mental health irregularities as well, as and that's probably contributing to her inability to lose weight. I told James that he is a total a-hole ick face.
Nice.
Yeah. And I didn't meet him to listen to him fat shame a wonderful woman. I thought the problems were deeper. I told him we were done and went home. He's blown up my phone, half apologizing, half saying I agreed to hear him vent, so I can't get mad at him on what he's venting about. I'm torn if it was right to cut our vent sesh short. Am I the sphincter?
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call and or text. Is she the sphincter or not?
I think there's a different way she could have handled it. I think she could have both called him on his stuff while still letting him vent. Because I will admit, like, I have not many. I basically have one friend who I can say my most revealing, like, the things I would not tell anyone else about. Things that you may make you look petty, make you look shallow, make you look whatever. Like, those, the things that you're actually thinking that you know you would not admit because it makes you look bad.
Right.
I have, like, that. I have one friend, and I am that person to him, too. And we, if there is an understanding that we know we shouldn't feel this way, but sometimes we do. And granted, mine is not this. Mine, like, is not if I, you know, he's gained weight or whatever. And so I think if that is the basis of their friendship is like, I trust you to be able to tell the things that I can't tell anyone else to, then that is the expectation. I think just blowing up at him, like, you can think that, like, but I think you can do it in a way without storming out and blowing up at him. That is actually more helpful to get him to, like, do you see why this is destructive for you, that you thinking this way? And, like, if everything else is good, and it's just this, wouldn't you be sad if it ended and she walked out of your life? Like, maybe get over it. So I would say, I don't think she's the jerk, but I think she could have handled it differently.
Yeah, and I would agree with you. I mean, certainly you want to believe you're in a safe space when you're venting to a close friend. At the same time, if they are a close friend, they should be able to call you on your stuff when they think you're wrong. Because we've talked about this before, supporting someone regardless of whether they're right or wrong. And I think that's a mistake. But yeah, screaming at him and calling him an ick face and whatever, and then storming out was not the right way to handle it.
Especially because it doesn't seem like he even knows what he's necessarily apologizing for. Like, she's like, he's blowing up her. He knows he's screwed up, but he's apologizing to her, but also saying that she, like,
betrayed
what they were going to vent about. Yeah. But it's like, I think that it'd be more conducive for everyone if you actually, like, walk through why, like, let's get to the bottom. Let's have a therapy session and get to the bottom of what. So why does this actually bother you? Like, what does it say about you? What are you insecure about that you think that it's such a big deal that in every other way, this woman is wonderful. And yet somehow what other people think of her and thus what they think of you is bothering you so much. Like, what insecurity are you dealing with? Like, that, I feel like, becomes the more productive conversation.
Yes.
Versus, she basically kind of made it about her because she was so offended by what he was saying. And I'm sure she thought, especially if she said he's 24, she didn't say how old she was. but in your early 20s, like just being disgusted by the fact that he could even think this way. But like, at least he's honest about it. And like I don't know.
Well, and it also leads me to believe that men mock other men for being with women who are not the ideal physical specimen.
Which is, that is true. I know that to be true, even in my own friend group. We have a guy friend who had said to, I'm keeping this vague. We have a guy friend who his friends, he had a girlfriend who is wonderful. So fun, very outgoing, down for whatever. And actually, since they broke up, she's looking really great. but you know, and his guy friends ragged on his girlfriend and what she looked like to his face. And I could not believe the audacity of who would, one, are these really your friends?
Seriously.
That you would ever hang out with people who are like, okay with, it's bad enough to not call guys out when they're just like making fun of women's appearances, period. But when it's your girlfriend. And so like, that certainly does happen, that there's guys and that's like it's the hierarchy, right? It's the hierarchy and the status symbol of having like a traditionally, conventionally hot girlfriend is a status symbol for some guys and in some guy groups.
So we all have to want to sleep with the same type of person. We all have to be attracted to the person that this person is attracted to, because this person sets the standard. That's ridiculous.
Oh, I completely agree, but we're talking about men here.
Well, it seems
It's a joke.
Petty and mean. And it seems more like something women would do.
Oh, you don't think men can be mean?
I know they can, but that is disappointing. That's disappointing to me.
Well, and it doesn't say necessarily any of his friends in this scenario for the Emma the Sphincter, anyone said anything to him, but he's clearly self-conscious about it for a reason.
It's bothering him. They must be saying things to him, or he's hearing about it, or he does it too with his friends. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY.
So yeah, what do you think? Was she in the right for calling him out and walking out of the conversation, or should she have maybe been a little more understanding and understood that this was part of this is what happens when you vent. You have to accept what they're venting about and you can't get mad over it. 844-96-PARTY. We'll take your calls and your texts when we come back. But we have another one, because the next one we're going to talk about is, am I the sphincter for reporting my friend to his work and getting him fired because he refused to give my books back?
Yikes.
So that one sounds a little hairy. But we have Mike on the YouTube Live. This feels like something that happens in high school, not when you're 20s. That's fair, I think. I don't know. There's some pettiness that happens in your 20s, too. But we'll keep talking about it when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Thank you.
You're a douche. You're a douche. You're a big, fizzy douche.
And don't lie sad and alone.
You're a douche. You're a douche. You're a big, fizzy douche.
Hold it, everybody. That's my phone.
Hello?
You're a douche.
Give me a D-O-U-C-H-E, douche.
Drum roll!
You're a douche. I'm a douche. Douche. Just a big, fizzy douche.
I'm Tamron Hall. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious, farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, with more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
This episode of Eye on Travel is brought to you by Viking, providing all-inclusive voyages on rivers, oceans, and lakes around the world. Designed for curious travelers with interest in science, history, culture, and cuisine. Viking chairman Torsten Hagen often says, Viking offers experiences for the thinking person with no children and no casinos on board. Learn more at Viking.com. That's Viking.com.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Highs in the low 80s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matt Nair. And we are doing our weekly Am I the Sphincter? Reading some submissions from Reddit. Where people are wondering, are they the jerk for in their situation or were they in the right? And so we were just talking about a girl who was very offended by her guy friend when he was complaining that everything else in the relationship is fine, except the fact that his girlfriend has gained weight and he's embarrassed by her when he's out with his friends and what other people will think of him because of her. And I don't think she's the a-hole, but I do think she could have handled it better.
I agree with you completely.
A little gray area.
And she may want to take it another step and tell the girlfriend to go find somebody new.
I know. And that's the other question. Like, I think that becomes a deeper, if she steps, is that an overstep of you were trusting me as your friend to vent to me? And because sometimes when we vent, we know that there's not necessarily a solution. We just need to complain.
Yes.
Right. Like that is often advice in relationships that men constantly wants to be fixing things and women just want to be heard. But I've heard similar stuff even with teenagers, like just let your teenager vent to you. They don't need you to fix it. And so sometimes in like that scenario, it's like I'm frustrated with this and there's nothing really to do about it, but I just wanted to talk about it. And in that case, like. Sometimes people just have to talk about stuff, even if there's nothing to be done about it. And even if you're wrong for thinking it, but you still think it.
Right.
So you're supposed to like not talk about it at all and sit on it.
No, I think she would be overstepping if she took the next step.
The next step. I agree. All right. So the next one. Am I the sphincter for reporting my friend to his work and getting him fired because he refused to give my books back?
Well, okay. How I need details.
I know. So this one's weird. I, 27 female, recently had some friends over at my house for my birthday. I have a book collection with some signed books by relatively famous authors. They're not behind a locked shelf or anything, but they're in my room. After they left, I noticed a few books were gone. And someone mentioned that Jay, I think that's fake name, 28 male, claimed I let him borrow the books. I called Jay and yelled at him about lying and stealing my books. He tried to explain that he was taking them to his work at a bookstore to get them officially appraised, and it was supposed to be a surprise gift. I chewed him out and asked how that's considered a gift, and I wanted my books back. He refused.
He refused?
That's the weird part. I told him I will be calling the cops and his work if he doesn't, and he still refused to bring them back. I immediately called the cops to file a police report and waited until the morning to call his work. I gave them all the details, including the case number, And I said, I'll be coming with an officer to get my books back from Jay that day. His work cooperated with me and promptly fired Jay after I got my books back. Jay claims that I went too far over the books and demands I give him money until he finds another job. Am I the jerk? Am I the sphincter? Am I the a-hole? It's so weird. Why would he take your books and refuse to give them back, especially under threat of you telling his job? And so I would say no. I mean, I do think like there's a quick escalation. Like, I feel like I would be so flabbergasted if a friend took something from mine and then I didn't, and then like refused to give it back. And like, I would be so much more concerned with trying to figure out why are you refusing to give this back to me? Like, what is happening before I would immediately jump to calling the police? But I'm so confused by this one.
I am too. And for one thing, I would be furious if someone was going into my bedroom when I had a gathering at my house without my knowledge. That's just creepy. That's creepy.
Like, he's definitely the a-hole, right? Like, he definitely is.
You
definitely do not. But like, and she still doesn't understand why he took the books and why he refused to give them back.
Because he was going to steal them, I assume.
I know. So if you were going to steal your friend's books and try to sell them for money, how do you ever justify that person give you money because you lost your job over your actions?
Yeah, no. That's real convoluted logic there.
Yeah, real convoluted logic. So I would say no, she is not the a-hole.
And you are well rid of this alleged friend.
This alleged friend.
Right. Who's creeping around in your bedroom, stealing your books and then claiming I'm doing this for a surprise for you. Yeah. No, not buying it. Nice try, though.
I want more information on this one, though.
Do they ever do follow-ups? Are there ever any... They share more information after getting all this advice from people, or does that not happen?
I don't know. I don't go down the rabbit holes of the like responses as much. I kind of just read the prompts. This is 2 weeks in a row. Cause I think, was it last week that we had the one where the wife took the $300 ginseng
out of the fridge
and then was like so offended that her husband didn't stand up for her? It's like, you stole something. What? And I feel like reading these, you just, the things that people can justify in their head, what's the quote from The Big Chill? Is it that the most important things in life are justifications?
Yes.
Yeah.
Rationalizations. Yes.
The most important thing in life is rationalizations. And he goes, what about sex? He goes, have you ever gone a week without rationalizing something?
It's a classic.
And so the ability for some of these folks to rationalize their behavior and even be so indignant that they were like, not even just rationalize it, be like, no, I was right, you're wrong, is like some mental gymnastics that I am not that limber. All right, when we come back, let's talk about roses. So if you are a rose gardener, or any kind of gardener, you are going to want to listen to this. Will Radler will be here of Rose Innovations in Franklin, Wisconsin. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Alyssa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Two peregrine falcon chicks have hatched at Weston Power Plant. Brittany Merlot has more details.
Wisconsin Public Service says the first chick hatched Sunday evening, with the second chick arriving Monday morning. And in a few weeks, the Weston Power Plant chicks will officially receive their names and identification bands. This year's Falcon class is being named after Wisconsin's most voted and loved college mascots. A total of 442 chicks have been born at WPS and Wheat Energy's power plants in Wisconsin and Michigan since the company's Peregrine Falcon recovery programs began in 1992.
The world's largest potato masher was installed this month at the Food and Farm Exploration Center in Plover. Stevens Point News reports the almost 39-foot-tall kitchen utensil represents the exploration that will take place in the nearly completed center. Their goal is to promote agricultural literacy, increase the understanding of the origins of our food, and deepen the relationship between farmers and consumers. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
I'm Tamron Hall. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, with more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Live on stage, a tribute from Steve Bobbitt, Logan Ramey, and Christopher Lonsdorf. The rock and roll sound of Rod Stewart, Elvis, and Buddy Holly. Also country artists Jeff Landon and Jeff Cannon. And don't miss the Blues Brothers. Bring a lawn chair for all the shows. Free admission and enjoy over 70 booth vendors, kids games, the Zor Clowns, and concessions. It's all happening during the Holiday Spirit Zor Funster Benefit Event, Saturday, October 14th and 15th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. 100 baskets to raffle with 100 winners and 100% of the raffle going to the Shriners Children's Hospitals. A car cruise in each day, weather permitting, special treats. Captain America, Batman, and the kit car from Knight Rider. Saturday is costume day. Dress up for some spooktacular fun. An event for the whole family Saturday, October 14th and 15th at Arnott Lions Park, corner of Highway J and 4th Street in Arnott. Sponsored in part by Renee's Red Rooster, Chatterbox, Sparhawk Trucking, and Civic Media.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, otherwise a mix of clouds and sun. Daytime highs approaching 90, winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, lows around 61, partly cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 92, tomorrow mainly sunny skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 85.
But also many other award-winning varieties. His roses are recognized around the world, and many have won prestigious awards for their top performance. And he has his own company right here in Wisconsin, in Franklin, called Rose Innovations, where he continues to breed exceptional roses. So we're so happy to have on the show Will Radler. How you doing, Will?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Jane. I'm so excited to be on the show.
We didn't realize, I didn't realize you are, I mean, you are world famous, Will.
I guess so.
There's that Wisconsin humility.
That is so Wisconsin to just say, yeah, I did some things and it's not really a big deal. But tell us, first of all, about this first seedling that led to the whole Knockout Rose development.
I learned in my teens that people that got into, let's say, even younger than I am, were giving up on their hobby because it entailed too much work, and I wanted to breed that work out of roses as I got older so I wouldn't have to give up on my hobby. So I did it, and I'm here, and I can't believe it.
So I guess what is the Knockout Rose? I am very, very early, as in like last weekend, on my gardening yard work adventure of being a homeowner. And so because it's trademarked, right? A Knockout Rose. And so what makes it so special?
What makes it so special is a lot of things. It kind of broke so many traditional codes that roses weren't supposed to have. For instance, roses usually got black spot, a disease that caused the leaves to fall off of rose bushes, and you had to spray them once a week from before the first bloom until it started getting cold in fall. This is something that most people did not like to do. The avid rose growers, however, would do it. And I was one of those. But after a few years, I understood why older people tired of that easily. So Knockout doesn't get that. And it not only comes through the winter without winter protection, it blooms earlier than traditional roses. And then it cycles faster. So there's bloom cycles in roses. And a normal rose would give you about 3 bloom cycles a year. Well, in our climate, it gives 4 or 5. And then you don't have to deadhead. Deadhead is removing the old spent blooms. Usually had to cut the stems back to get a good, strong stem to produce a bloom. But with Knockout, you didn't have to do that. You didn't have to even cut off the old bloom. You could just leave it there, and the petals would shed, and the new growth would cover up the remains. And the bush would keep this nice, compact, round shape without any special trimming. The only thing you had to do, really, was keep it watered. It would like to be fertilized at least once a year, twice if you could, and then watered. But it's even drought-resistant. So it's kind of a miracle rose. It took me 15 years of dedicated breeding to develop it, and it took me 11 more years before it got commercially available.
Boy, wow. You got to be patient. My goodness. Will Radler is joining us from Rose Innovations, which is based in Franklin, and he's like on the cutting edge of rose technology, which is amazing. The black spot I experienced, Will, I had some shrub roses that we put in a number of years ago. And as you said, I just got so fed up with it that eventually I just ripped them all out because it's it's insidious. And that also kind of gave me the attitude that roses are like really high maintenance flowers. And they're ungrateful because then when you try to help them, they stab you.
Yeah, it's a shame roses have to have thorns. But in our breeding right now, and I have people helping me with the breeding, I still have a small operation, but the small operation managed is to come up with some really great stuff. We're working on getting rid of the thorns, and we can do it, but it's a trade-off. You get some other bad traits as you get rid of the thorns, so it's not an easy thing, but getting knockout was not an easy thing either.
Right.
So just because it's difficult doesn't mean that I'm going to give up on it.
When you mention breeding flowers, I'm curious what that entails. I mean, do you take them out for a nice dinner and drinks or what?
No. It's a relatively simple operation. First, you have to find a fertile female rose. Most wild roses, I shouldn't say most, all wild roses are both male and female flowers. They have viable pollen and viable egg cells, so they can self-pollinate themselves. With hybrid roses, this gets a little complicated because the genes get a little mixed up, and sometimes the roses get a little infertile. So you have to find a female rose that sets hips and find seed that germinates. So after doing that, the simple process of taking pollen from one rose and applying it to the pistils of the fertile female rose.
So that's very handy.
Explain that.
No, but it's.
I hope I explained that simple enough.
You did, but it just sounds like it's very labor intensive because this has to be done by hand.
Well, weeding is labor intensive too.
I learned that.
Weeding can be therapeutic. Going out in the garden and. It's almost meditative.
Go ahead.
I think that's what I like about gardening, the fact that you can get out there and just be there with nature.
It's always good to play in the dirt. It's good for you.
Yeah.
It really is. It's good for you.
It brings joy. Is there a historical reason, like talking about just the symbolic nature of roses and its place in literature and in history, like, do you know anything about like why out of all the flowers, roses are considered the most romantic?
I've read a lot about roses, and they're always called, the flower of romance, and other flowers. I'm a plant geek. Other flowers are mentioned closely about that, but they're not as much as roses, and they never say why.
So it was just a good P. The roses had a good PR manager. They had someone doing PR for them that got them. Now we all believe that if you want to show love, you have to give roses. So that worked out well for them.
I think something about the shape of roses, the fact that they can take on so many shapes from such a simple, simple basic shape. You can have five petals, and that can be beautiful. Or you can have 150, 200 petals, and they can be all cramped up together into a very romantic form and filled with perfume. And the perfumes can be so vastly different. It's just amazing. And the colors that man has created that never existed in nature, and we now have in modern roses, and the things to come that we haven't seen and haven't created yet, it's just amazing. And the public can see that here when they come to my garden. What we're doing with the rose.
Which is happening because the Greater Milwaukee Rose Society tour is happening at Rose Innovations on June 10th, right?
That's right. That's right. I love to show off my garden. My staff and I, we do so much work to make the garden beautiful. And we love to show off our work. And I have the staff here, and I have the non-profit partners here for Open Gardeners. I don't think I said that right. The non-profit partners, the one coming up is the Greater Milwaukee I'm losing things. The Greater Milwaukee Rose Society. I almost said Rose Foundation. Can't even remember the name of the organizations I belong to.
Well, I'm sure you must belong to tons and tons and tons of them.
Just a few. Every plant society almost that exists. And, they're a nonprofit organization, and all the proceeds of that are coming to this open garden will be going to them to further the cause of the rose.
Wonderful. Well, Will Radler, we're coming up on a break, but it was so lovely to talk to you and find out more about the Knockout Rose and Rose Innovations. And so we'll link the tour for this weekend, but then also the other schedule that people can come by in Franklin and see it later. But thanks so much, Will.
You're welcome. Thank
you. In her book, two roses are red, my love. Violets are blue. Sugar is sweet, my love.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget, they're made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
Visit the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center Friday, June 2nd, to see the Charlie and Howard duo at their first Music on the Patio event. Tickets are $10 and include one drink ticket. Kids 12 and under are free. Seating is limited, so plan to bring a lawn chair. Visit the Southwood County Historical Museum on the opening day of the Navajo Code Talkers exhibition with a presentation by their military historian William Parker on Sunday, June 4th from 2 to 4 p.m. This exhibit is free and open to the public on Sundays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. starting June 4th through June 29th.
Paw prints happen, but stains don't have to. Our pet-friendly fabrics available at Home Furniture and Design are stain-resistant,
fabric for everyday life. Easy to clean and no more worries. So come into Home Furniture and Design in Wisconsin Rapids or Plover and mention you want pet-friendly or kid and husband-friendly fabrics, and we'll help you design your new furniture today. Home Furniture and Design. Live life comfortably.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
On 60 tonight, high temperatures reach up to 89. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and...
Jane Madnair, and we are wrapping up today's show and our last show, our last 3 hour show.
Exactly.
I should say.
We will be back on Monday.
We are here on Monday, but we will be here at 10. So if you tune in for the 1 o'clock hour, the No Sour Haha Fun Time hour on Monday, you will might be surprised to hear Todd Albo's voice instead of ours. We will not be here, but we will be on 10 to 12 starting Monday. Jane, did you know that today is National Donut Day?
I did not. National Donut Day.
Or just Donut Day. And I heard this, speaking of Todd Alba, I heard this on his show today. So there's two different ways to spell donut. How do you spell it?
D-O-N-U-T.
Okay, so the do nut.
The do nut,
instead of the D-O-U-G-H.
That seems very English to me.
Well, and that's exactly what Aaron Zahmer said on his show. And I was like, I'm going to save this and ask Jane, since she is married to an Englishman. Is that the English spelling? Donut with like dough spelled like the dough you need?
They tend to throw in O-U's unnecessarily, at least in my estimation. Thoroughfare, and I don't know. But it just, that sounds like an English iteration. My husband is not a big donut consumer, so I don't even know. I don't even know if I could ask him. And I am also not, I shouldn't say I'm anti-donut, but that wouldn't be, if I had a treat to pick, that wouldn't be it.
What is your treat when you pick?
I would go for brownie over donut.
Oh.
And if I do a donut, because I'm a bad person, I only eat the frosting off the top.
Really?
Yes.
You don't like the actual cake, like baked part of it?
Not particularly, no.
So you like brownies. Do you like cake?
Pie over cake.
Pie over cake, brownies over donuts. Where do cookies fall?
As long as it's not a Fig Newton, I am very pro cookie.
But where is a cookie versus a donut versus a brownie?
I would take, my order would be brownie, cookie, donut.
Brownie, cookie, donut.
Are you a big donut person?
I don't really like Krispy Kremes. Like Krispy Kremes, like they're too melt in your mouth ish. Like
not,
I
not
don't
cakey enough. But
I don't
enough substance.
Yeah, like I don't. Yeah, so it's like I always grew up liking Long Johns. So like the longer ones with the vanilla frosting on top. But now I like old fashioned donuts that are like with the cinnamon sugar on the outside.
Really?
Yeah. We had actually, I think a couple weeks ago, so for some reason, someone brought donuts over. And now just in general, I think normally I would like be like, oh, I'll take half. I don't need the whole donut. I'm pretty sure. And now like a lot of those rules have gone out the window.
Well,
it's like, when else am I going to eat like this except when I'm pregnant? And so I think I had like 2.5 and it was great. And it was like, man,
donuts are really good. And although I don't know if I have a go-to donut place in Milwaukee yet. I feel like I'm mostly the receiver when someone brings donuts.
Sure.
That I will enjoy one when they're there. But I am not like, oh, I need to go seek out a donut right now, and I'm going to go to my favorite spot.
But we have wonderful little bakeries all over the place that probably make their own, you know, in their own versions.
Probably. Do you have one that you recommend?
I'm the name of escapes me right now, but there's one in West Dallas.
Okay.
Little bakery. But yeah, you should look around if you don't want to get a chain donut. Which seems like most of us.
Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah, like I'm not going to a Dunkin' Donuts. That seems to be where donuts. Like I'm getting something local.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with a poonchki, which is basically a donut.
It is a jelly filled donut.
It is a jelly filled donut.
It is
special. It gets its own day as well, but it is basically a donut.
Pretty much.
But yeah, I thought that was so funny to think of the spelling of donuts. And what the history is of one. It makes more sense as far as like the dough with the G-H, so with the O-U-G-H, because it's like, oh, isn't that how you spell dough?
Yes. D-O-U-G-H. But, yep.
Yeah. But then I'm pretty sure the famous sign on the donuts with Simpson, with Homer Simpson, is like D-O-N-U-T-A. But yeah, so that is today. So maybe I'll hunt down a donut. Well, actually, because I am going to Pride tonight. And
that's
so
right.
I'm sure with the vendors and stuff that are there, I will have another night of not necessarily eating very healthy. But maybe there'll be a donut there that I can eat. What are you doing this weekend?
We are going to be working outside if it ever is not 900 degrees.
How warm has it been in your neck of the woods? Because by the time I've left Waukesha, it's like 90. Like we walk out from the studio and it's been so hot.
Right.
By the time I get back to Milwaukee, granted, it's the sun is not the highest of the day because I've been at the studio, but it's been like not, it's been tolerable. Has it been really warm where you are?
It's really warm. You're much closer to the lake than we are. And that really does have that's a big mitigating factor in whether or not it gets super, super hot. And I should also try and bring my bicycle up from the basement and get that thing out.
Are you going to do something for Wisconsin Bike Week next week?
Maybe.
Get your bike pump.
Just to ride it I would be delighted just to take it for a ride.
Do you have some good trails by you?
We do. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing though too, is because the roads are so bad, at least the neighborhood roads are so bad, I feel like I have to drive my bicycle somewhere to ride my bicycle so I don't pop my tires on the way to the trail.
Did you see that the Pothole Patrol is doing their tour across Wisconsin right now?
I missed that.
So it's basically, and maybe we'll talk about it more next week, but it's exactly what it sounds like. So it's basically like a commission and they're like making stops all over the state of Wisconsin to fix the darn roads. But it's called the Pothole Patrol, which all I can think of is Paw Patrol and kids.
Yes.
And I was like, this is just a ridiculous name for like, it's a serious problem because people wreck their cars all the time on the potholes and the potholes are everywhere. But I was like, really? That's what you went with? Pothole Patrol?
It was a short meeting.
All right, well, that will do it for us today and this week. Come back at 10 a.m not 11 a.m but 10 a.m on Monday when we will do it all over again, but only for 2 hours. This has been As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you for calling, thank you for texting, thank you for being part of the show and listening to the show. We will see you next week.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true.
We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.